Yeah, Debbie called my wife yesterday and told me I was on the program, and she said I had been told about this before, and I guess Phil Brinkman told me, but it was 6 months before, and at my age, 6 months is just like way back when. Troy got out of breath doing this wonderful dance. I got out of breath walking up the stairs to speak here. Then I see him after talking about out of breath, he hops up on the platform here, and then I recalled one of the last times I saw him, he was doing acrobatics. So he really's got what it takes. And that beautiful girl and wife that he's got with him, it just makes you not want to talk about anything else at all. In the first part, I wish that everybody, I know there's a lot of wives and husbands that didn't go to Rolfe, but I wish everybody that went to Rolfe school would hold up their hand. Marvelous, marvelous. Thank you. This is the greatest alumni reunion that I've ever been to. It started out with a happy Greater Rolfe days, and I started meeting these people that had come to the reunion, and I've just never been so pleased and so happy and felt so well about my school as I have about this time with these people that returned. Now I would like to have everybody that graduated in the 1920s and before up to 1930, if they would hold up their hand, everybody that graduated before 1930. Well, now I want all you people to look. It got pretty thin, didn't it? In this group, we have the two that graduated before the 20s. And my hat is off to them, and I'm so happy that they are here tonight. Alma Ulrich was my teacher in school, and it makes me feel like a boy again to see somebody that's ahead of me. One of the things I want to do, I've been making notes ever since I started meeting the alumni back here, and now I got them so mixed up. And half of them I can't read anyhow, but I don't think that you're going to mind after the kind of entertainment you've seen that you hear all this anyhow. One thing that I want to do while I stand here, the committee that did all the work for this is in the front of the program, and I think they have done one marvelous job. There's a tremendous amount of work to that. Systematically, I want to welcome all of you from away from here back to Rolfe. I'm one of the old landmarks, you might say. I went to the Rolfe School before the present Rolfe School was ever built. I went in the old building that stood on that ground. For a long time, we attended school in the churches of the town of Rolfe while it was being built. I had a long list of teachers. I'm throwing that away because none of them are here tonight except my beloved Alma. I would give a remark or two of what the 20s were like. Not, and I hope it doesn't bore you, and I'm going to move right along. That we, in this age, when we went to school, young people might not realize that we did not have computers. We didn't even have the television, and talking movies were just coming into being. They were in their infancy. So that was the kind of the period of time that we were in. Back in the time, and she lived on till many of you remember, Edna Markham was still our beloved elder, Edna Markham, was the principal of our school even at that time, and she existed, so many of you younger ones knew her. We did have some choice of subjects in school, but it was mostly built around math, English, foreign languages, and physics. There were no school lunches. We walked home for dinner or took a brown bag or pail for our luncheon at noon. We did have a football and basketball and track team. We put on high school plays much as they do today. In fact, somebody was circulating a picture of the football team, around 26, I think it was, or 27. And in looking at it, there were only three people alive on that picture right now, and it was Jim Wilcox, Jim Wilson, and myself. The other part of that was that they all lived in Rolfe and stayed in Rolfe. They had for short times been away, but Rolfe was their home. So there must be something good about Rolfe, that part existed. I'm going to read one thing in a serious note, and I credit this to Margaret Pollock Camel, sitting down here, and she said this at a class reunion in 1978. She said, "Some friends are different from the rest. A glance, a smile, we know. We have a rendezvous that comes from long ago, sometime upon a crowded street, or in a church where lights are dim. I see a face that warms my heart. I went to school with him." Thank you.